Nicely with Martin Besser.
Time.
Red FM cares. Good morning, angels.
Got a letter in from a teacher who's very close to a very particular family and who wrote to us and reached out to us. And I'm going to start with her because I've got more than one guest in studio this morning, but I'm going to start with the teacher, the original angel, the first angel who wrote to us and reached out to us on behalf of someone else. I always love that. And her name is Angelique. Angelique, good morning. Welcome.
Goeiemôre, Martin. Baie dankie.
Gaan dit goed met jou?
Gaan baie goed, dankie.
Weet jy, ek sê altyd, die eerste engel is die persoon wat skryf vir ons. En baie keer gaan nie oor hulle nie, maar gaan oor iemand anderste wat het selfs meer spesiaal maak. I love that selflessness. Tell us about this family that you wrote to us about.
Weet jy, Martin, hierdie gaan al een rukkie aan. Maar ek het eindelijk eers achter die story gekom, so 2-3 weke terug.
Mm-hmm.
En ja, toe ek alles uitvind, het my hart net uitgegaan hulle toe. Excuse. En dink jy, gaan baie emotioneel wees.
Maar weet jy, jy gee soveel vir hulle om. En jy was onderwijseres gewees vir meer as net een persoon in die familie. Is dit reg?
Ja, ja. So, die boetie en die sussie is nog steeds by ons.
Okay.
Die ouers sussie, sy was by ons so 2 jaar terug. Sy is nou in die hoërskool. So, ja. Dit is amazing, kinders. Ek kan nie beskryf.
Hoekom gee jy so baie om vir hulle?
Weet jy wat, Martin? Ek dink, die grootste ding hierso is, hierdie kinders het nie nodig om deur hierdie goed te gaan nie. Hulle het nie gevra om hier te wees nie. Hulle het nie gevra om in hierdie situasie te wees nie. En ek dink, dit is wat vir my so hartseer is, dat daar soveel kinders daar buiten, wat net normale lewe het, en hierdie kinders
wat het makkelijk het.
Ja, wat baie makkelijk het. En hierdie kinders sukkel, hulle...
Wat is die situasie? Waarmee sukkel hulle?
Weet jy, die mama is baie siek. So, mama sit met stage 3 kanker.
Mm.
Sy is in en uit die hospitaal gereeld.
Mm.
Papa is laas jaar oorlede. En ja, die ouers is die moet nou maar probeer om voort te hou. Sy kyk maar na die jonger boetie en sussie terwyl mama in hospitaal is en dan weer uitkom. En daar's ouers is op die huis wat probeer werk, maar verstandelik is dit nie altyd so moontlik nie. Ja, so daar is nie geldjies vir rare verhuur nie, vir kos nie. Mama kan nie werk nie. Sy is nie in staat om te kan werk nie. So ja.
Ek wil vir jou sê, dankie dat jy so baie omgee. En dankie dat jy vir ons geskryf het. En dit bring ons by ons eregas volgend. Amy, good morning, goeiemôre, baie welkom.
Hallo.
So daar is baie verantwoordelikheid op jou. So hoe oud is jy nou?
I'm 15 years old.
You're 15 years old and there's just at 15 there are a lot of things already going on in your life.
Yes.
From what I can remember. As a 15-year-old, there's a lot happening in your life. You've got to get through school, there are big decisions that are pending and stuff like that, but you've got other responsibilities as well.
Yes.
Tell me about those responsibilities.
Well, I have to wake up in the morning. I have to get, like, I should prepare my stuff for my siblings so I can help them. Then I wake them up. I make them breakfast. I help them with their homework. I fill in letters for them and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I still have to go to school and study and do all those things.
So you've got to take on the role as an older sibling, as a sister, but also kind of in a parent role as well.
Yes.
Because you have to help out.
Mm.
And you're doing this because your mom is sick?
Yes.
And your older sister?
My older sister, she also tries and help around.
Yes.
But like, she can't because she's not, she's also sick. So like, she can't do like lots of things, yeah.
So there's also a challenge with her?
Yes.
But she tries?
Yes.
Where does the money come from?
So, she works Monday to Sunday, and then, like, with that money, I try and save it, né? And then sometimes I will ask around for help and things like that.
Are the days where it just gets so tough where you think to yourself, geez, man, why must I do all this stuff?
Yes.
Hey?
But, like, I know I should not give up because my mom is counting on me and things.
What are some of the tougher days? What's the toughest part of your day?
when I get back from school and I have to make food for my siblings and everything, knowing that there's not a lot of time for me, like myself, so I can do my things. Mm. Yeah.
What grade are you now?
I'm in grade 8.
Grade 8.
Mm.
So when do you get time for your homework and stuff? You just have to make time.
Yeah.
And your friends at school sometimes look at their lives and think, you.
Yeah.
It's much easier, eh?
Mm.
Do they know what's going on in your life?
Yeah, some of my friends do know. Mm. Yeah.
And some don't?
Some don't. I like to keep it a low because I don't like telling my story and then everyone starts asking questions and things like that.
Thank you for being in the studio this morning and thanks for sharing with me and everybody listening this morning. Stay right.
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester.
Martin Bester.
Love Martin Bester Shashire.
Love it.
3, 2, 1.
Wake up.
It's a Wednesday morning, you know. Our special guest on the show this morning, the first angel who wrote to us, Angelique, who's a teacher at the school and taught the particular family she wrote in on about. And our Eregas is Amy, 15 years old, but has responsibility way beyond most 15-year-olds. Her mom is ill and dad is not in the picture at all, as I understand it. So she takes on the role as an average high school scholar. Also parent to her siblings. How many siblings do you have, brothers and sisters?
I have one brother and two sisters.
One brother, two sisters, and you're the second oldest?
Yes.
So you have to look after quite a couple, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough enough sometimes as a 15-year-old just looking after yourself.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot, and you've got all the responsibility. Your mum must be so proud and grateful.
Yes, she is.
What does she say about it?
She's like, she can't believe that I'm doing this. Like, she didn't know I could do this. She thought, when she's around, I'm not, like, I don't take care of a lot of things. But now that I see what's happening to my mom, I told myself I should stand up, pull my socks up, and take care of my siblings and everything around the house.
That's incredible. So you decided?
Yes.
She didn't necessarily ask you?
No.
But you realized?
Mm-hmm.
With her situation, your older sister's situation as well, somebody's got to do it.
Yes.
And that to be you, and you do it with this, you're sitting with this big smile on your face. En ek dink dit is wat mense net kry, nee, Angelique.
Dit is verseker, so ek moet vir jou sê, nou dat ek net jou dit ook gesê het van die glimlach by gesig, dis rarig iets wat uitstaan van hulle. Jy sal die kinders nie een dag sien sonder 'n glimlach nie.
Mm.
Hulle het altyd 'n glimlach op hulle gesig, maak nie saak wat nie. En ek dink dis een van die goed wat vir my so uitstaan van hulle is dat hulle vat alles aan met alles wat hulle het.
So,
maak nie saak die situasie waarin hulle is nie. As ek net dink aan die jongers is in Boetie ook. Die jongers is die speel netbal ook vir my. En as ons klaar is met 'n netbalwedstryd, is sy die een wat sal gaan sit op die gras en sy sal begin met haar huiswerk, waar die res van die kinders nou nog sal rond speel.
Ja.
En ek dink dis wat vir my uitstof van hierdie kinders is, hulle vat verantwoordelikheid en hulle wil iets van hulle lewe maak.
That's incredible. Where do they get the discipline from? Are you tough on them?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
What do you do? What do you say?
I'm like, if you guys want to have a better future in life, you should do the right things, yeah.
Sure. Dit maak my emosioneel.
Baie.
You're just incredible, Amy.
Thank you.
What do you want to become one day?
When I grow up, I want to first finish high school. I want to go to England to become a veterinarian because I love animals and I can't see animals suffer. So I want to help animals.
Stay here and become president.
Yes.
Why England? Jy wil ver gaan, jong.
Yes,
we need you here.
Yeah, you need to stay here.
I'll tell you what. But listen, thanks for being so incredibly courageous and strong. Not just for you, but for your mom and your family. It's inspiring. It is just inspiring. It really is. But I want to help you because you tell me it gets tough some days because you have to do school. You don't have a full-time job. Mom can't work. Your sister is trying her best. And some days are tough. Do you ever worry about where food's going to come from, or electricity, or rent?
Some things we don't even eat at night. I tell them we should wait for the morning and things like that. Because I don't like asking people for stuff. Because my mom taught me, if you're suffering, like, don't go around and ask people. Yeah.
Angelique. Fortunately, there are lack of teachers in the world, eh?
Yes.
Who reach out. How much is your rent?
So, we live in a 1.5 bedroom flat. It's quite expensive, but I tend to get the money. So, it's 5.5 just for rent.
Just for rent? Mm. And then there's electricity and there's food and stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's time for me to reach out to good friends on the show. Angels that have been angels many, many times. Probably more than anybody else. And it's my pleasure again this year to be an ambassador for something really cool that they do. It's called the Spa Virtual Women's Challenge. They do incredible things. They inspire. They assist. They give women a voice. They remind them that they have a voice and that they should rise. And this year's hashtag is exactly that. Rita Ingebleek, altijd lekker om jou stem te hoor. Hoe gaan het morgen, morgen?
Hi, goedemorgen, Martin. Good morning, Amy. Good morning.
Morning.
Goeiemorgen.
Angelique and everybody else here. Weet jy, this is exactly why you do what you do. This is exactly why we get involved every year with the Spa Virtual Women's Challenge. And your hashtag and your theme this year couldn't be more spot on. Sometimes people rise because in Amy's case, they realize they had to rise. Someone's got to rise. And other times people are called to rise. But the point is, we can rise together. Be there for each other. What a fantastic theme this year. Bel gedaan.
Bye, dankie. Yes, thank you, Martin. And you know what? It's exactly when I hear stories like Amy that we know why we choose a theme like I Rise. Because the way she rises up for her siblings and for her family is absolutely incredible. And hats off to her, really.
Incredible. What can you do this morning?
Yes,
let's get the angels
course.
Together.
Yes, from all the ladies that's going to participate in the Spa Women's Challenge, as well as Spa, we would like to give Amy every month for the rest of this year a voucher of 3,000 rand that she can go and buy groceries and food for the family. That it takes off that little bit of stress from her.
25,000 rand in total for the year for food from the Spa Virtual Women's Challenge.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
That can go a long way.
Yes.
That can go a long way to making it easier on you and your family.
Yes.
Oh, Rita, bye-bye. Dankie daarvoor, hoor.
Of course, Lucie. And thank you so much to everyone that always support the virtual challenge, because that's why Spa can do these kind of things.
Ingele. Bye, dankie, Rita, hoor. Mooi dag vir jou.
Dankie.
Bye, dankie.
Bye.
Thank you.
But then also from the Good Morning Angels Fund, I want to give you on behalf of that fund, and as our listeners that support our Good Morning Angels Fund, we want to cover your rent for the next 7 months or more. It's 35,000 rand there. But I know you also have things like electricity and gist at this deer. So I'm going to throw in another 14,000 there.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
So yeah, that's almost 50,000 from our listeners' side. Another 35,000 from Spa. To make things easier for you.
Thank you.
So you can also just look after yourself and not worry too much about that adult stuff.
Yes.
Paying rent and electricity and waar gaan die kos vandaan kom en al die goeders.
Soos jy het. Ek weet nie hoe sê mens dankie nie. Ek weet nie waar kry mens genoeg woorde en hoe kan mens genoeg dankbaarheid wys teenoor julle nie en al die engele nie. Hierdie is amazing. Rarig, vreselik baie dankie. Die diepte van ons almal se harte. Ek dink al my kollegas wat ook luister. En haar onderwijzers, ek dink ons waardeer het ongelooflik baie.
You can now focus a lot more on school and becoming a vet. What a
yes.
wonderful choice. And caring for yourself and your siblings and your mom and some of the animals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amy for president.
Yes, definitely. Must vote.
Well, listen, nice to meet you. All the best.
Same for you guys.
And all the best for your exams coming up and the rest of the year. Love to your mom, your
Thank
sisters,
you.
Your brother. And don't ever be scared to ask.
Yes, thank mm-hmm. you.
Okay.
Boy, boy, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Good job, Angels. Great job.
Let's go. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Pitch your morning, family.